The U.S. Report.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Now, where are we, Harley, in relation to China and North Korea?
That's a very good question, but I think the answer is hopeful.
Yes.
The White House was cautious, but certainly welcomed the apparent cooperation from China and Russia, for that matter, to join in with the U.N. on the sanctions vote against North Korea over the missiles. And the direct comment that was made by Wang Yi, the Chinese foreign minister, to North Korea, instructing almost, saying, do not violate the U.N.'s decision or provoke international society's goodwill by conducting missile launching or nuclear tests.
Yeah.
I like Rex Tillerson a lot, our Secretary of State, because he's not full of political bombast. He said quite simply, it was a good outcome.
Yeah.
That's his way,
Yes. Well, that's halfway, isn't it? Now, halfway.
It is.
Now, therefore, if this lunatic in North Korea ignores the overtures from China, the question is what happens next? I mean, China can bring these people to heel by just cutting off their energy supply. They're dependent entirely on China for all their energy needs.
Well, and they would depend entirely on China for support in case he were to become really stupid and start something that would wind up in, making him glow in the dark. So there's no question.
Stop it, Harley. Harley, we're talking serious stuff.
I know, it is.
Glow in the dark. Now, look, what's this story about Mike Pence? I mean, the New York Times say he's mobilizing for a presidential bid in 2020. And they've already written Donald Trump off. I wouldn't be writing Donald Trump off.
No, well, neither is Mike Pence. Mike Pence said that he called the story disgraceful, offensive to him, his family, and the entire team. He said the allegations in that article are categorically false.
Mm.
He said he's not running a shadow campaign, which is what the Times claimed, that he's not trying to get ready to run for president. I think the truth is he wants to be ready in case Trump decides, I've had enough of this, I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people think, Trump got into this. He thought it was going to be a lark. It was going to be a lot of fun. He could tackle the business or tackle the problems that this country has, like individual, entrepreneurial efforts, and that finding the intractability that's in Washington, he could very well throw in the towel and say, "I'm done."
I think he's quite enjoying taking all these people on, quite frankly, Harley. And thank God he is.